I'm at the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium here in San Antonio, Texas. With me now is Gaurav Gupta from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Gaurav, you have just been wowing us with your talk about neoadjuvant radiotherapy. Now, this is in a study, a special study, to see what impact that has on outcomes. Can you tell me about this study? First of all, I didn't realize neoadjuvant radiotherapy was all that common a modality.
It's not common at all. In fact, usually we give radiation after surgery and after chemotherapy. And so we wanted to ask, in the immunotherapy era, can we deliver radiation differently in a manner that might enhance the effects of immunotherapy? And to do that, we moved a portion of the radiation to the upfront setting, to the preoperative neoadjuvant setting, combined it with immunotherapy to ask if it leads to greater immune reactivity of the tumor.
Now, specifically, you were looking at patients with HR-positive and HER2-negative early breast cancer. Can you tell me why that particular group?
Well, that's the most common subtype of breast cancer, and there's great interest in improving outcomes for that disease. There has been early evidence that immunotherapy with chemotherapy may have some positive signal, but we don't know yet if that enhancement is meaningful enough to lead to a new standard of care. And so there's a desire to enhance immune reactivity in this tumor, which tends to be a little bit what we call immune cold. It's not highly infiltrated with immune cells, and so we asked whether preoperative radiation might be able to enhance that effect.
Right, so you're warming us up with a bit of radiation, maybe?
Absolutely.
You conducted then the TBCRC053 study. What is that study and what did you do?
So, first of all, the Translational Breast Cancer Research Consortium is a multi-center consortium and this trial was open across 9 institutions in that consortium. And here we actually randomized patients to get nodal metastasis of their HR-positive, HER2-negative breast cancer. And they were planned to be treated with neoadjuvant chemotherapy, but when enrolled on this trial, they first received a loading dose of pembrolizumab, which is an anti-PD-1 immunotherapy, and then they were randomized to either no radiation, a low dose of radiation, or a high dose, but that radiation was not standard radiation. It was targeted and very focal to the breast tumor, and we importantly shielded the lymph nodes so that we weren't having an immunosuppressive effect of the radiation. The primary endpoint was to look 2 weeks later at a biopsy of the tumor to see if we had increased the amount of T cells in the tumor.
Now, the reason for increasing the T cells would be what?
It's been shown in other trials of immunochemotherapy for HR-positive, HER2-negative breast cancer that the greatest benefit of immunotherapy is in tumors that have high T cells. And so we were hoping that with this priming intervention or priming treatment of immunoradiation, if we can increase the number of T cells, we might lead to better immunotherapy response.
Right. And you're giving neoadjuvant radiotherapy together with neoadjuvant immunotherapy. What happened?
We found that with the 24 gray dose, the higher dose of radiation, again, very targeted to the breast tumor, we had a significantly increased infiltration of T cells into the tumor. And the 9 gray arm did not meet that benchmark, and pembrolizumab alone did not meet that benchmark.
Are you able to say how that influenced outcomes?
Not yet. Our trial was relatively small, and it was powered to detect the biological influence of T cells in the tumor. We need larger trials and more patients to determine whether that leads to better clinical outcomes. The good news, though, is now we know which dose of radiation to use in those subsequent studies.
And it's fascinating that radiation therapy is doing all sorts of molecular things. And you've been using a technique called spatial transcriptomics. Tell me about that and how it's illuminating things like tertiary lymphoid structures.
Yeah, I think understanding who's responding and how they're responding and really determining whether we're activating a true anti-tumor immune response is really important. Fortunately, there are very advanced technologies now allow us to characterize the immune effects in the tumor in very sophisticated ways. And one of those is spatial transcriptomics, which give us very high resolution analysis of what are the immune cells, how are they organized, and how have they, potentially leading to this immunological effect. So these tertiary lymphoid structures are very organized lymph node-like entities in the tumor that have B cells and T cells and are signs of immune activation. And we were very pleased to see that the 24 gray arm not only led to an increase in T cells, but led to an increase of these tertiary lymphoid structures that we think is a very positive sign that we're activating the immune system in these tumors. Mm-hmm.
And the immune checkpoint inhibition you're using is pembrolizumab. So people are interested in things like PD-L1 expression. Do you have information about that?
Absolutely. So when we looked at the tumors that were responding with the T cells, we also were seeing a significant increase in PD-L1 expression levels. And that also has been linked to better response to anti-PD-1 immunotherapies.
Your patients went on to have surgery. So how are the surgical outcomes?
So they went on to get chemo immunotherapy and then surgery. And we did see numerically higher rates of clearance of disease in the lymph node and in the primary tumor. And these are encouraging trends that we're seeing, but these were not, they did not reach statistical significance simply because we didn't have enough patients on our trial.
What then can cancer doctors learn from your findings so far?
I think one of the biggest take-home messages is that this approach is safe, it's accessible, it's able to be done across institutions, and I hope that it will motivate future trials because radiation is highly accessible, it's available all around the country and the globe, we now show a paradigm in which we can deliver it in a different way that might be able to enhance immune response.
And radiation oncologists are very keen to explain to us that there are huge benefits from using radiation the right way. You're effectively doing something like partial breast irradiation. What do you infer from your study findings about partial breast irradiation?
Yeah, I think sometimes less is more. And so in this case, I think delivering partial breast irradiation while simultaneously shielding the lymph node areas from the exposure and the effects of radiation may allow us to get better response. And perhaps then we may, in the future, need less radiation after surgery if we get exceptional responses. And so I think thinking differently, thinking with new paradigms is necessary as we evolve our own specialty with the advances of immunotherapy and other advances in surgical oncology as well.
From here, would you advise doctors to consider using radioimmunotherapy in the neoadjuvant setting?
This is not yet a standard treatment, so I would encourage investigators to consider incorporating this into future clinical trials, and for providers that are in the in the community to consider participating in those trials as we continue to explore the potential clinical benefit of this approach.
So, could you give me a very brief wrap of what it is you've done, found, and what this means clinically for doctors?
We've shown that targeted preoperative radiation to 24 gray combined with immunotherapy can lead to enhanced T cell infiltration into these hormone receptor positive HER2 negative tumors. And this may in the future lead to better responses with immunochemotherapy in the future.
Gaurav Gupta, thank you very much indeed. You're, of course, from University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. We're both here in San Antonio, Texas, for the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium. From me, Peter Goodwin, and the Audio Journal of Oncology, goodbye.